Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing. Dave G on the Discord. Dave, coming in.
What's going on?
Just checking in. How you feeling, bro?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, one of those nights, man.
It's one of those.
All right, yep. Go ahead and mute your mic. Mute it, and we'll get back to you.
Four suck.
Yeah, dude.
Had your way.
Oh, I got to do my Athletic Greens read. Do I have that video still? Fuck. Athletic Greens. That's what happened.
What did Daniel say? Oh, he's not even fucking home. Okay.
Oh, that shit was in there. Okay. All right, perfect. Perfect. Okay. Check. Just give me some mic levels.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Damn, why is this just so loud?
Nation, CP the franchise here. 127-120. The Knicks lose down in Southeast to the Miami Heat. This is a tough one to lose, man. This Knicks defense lead because the Miami Heat have lost in 2 games of that fifth spot in the Brooklyn Nets.
Didn't they give up 58% from three to the Timberwolves too?
Pretty sure they did. Let me check.
Yeah. Yeah, about that, right?
Yeah, they gave a 58.3% to the Timberwolves from three.
Oh. It's gut check time for the Knicks. What was the score again? Final score?
127-120 Heat.
Reacts to the 127-20?
Yep.
Loss to the Heat. And you're good to do post game tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. You ready?
Yep. As pretty as I'll ever be.
All right. Let's do it, man. Check one. Check two. Check one. Check two. Make sure my graphics is up. Brunson against Heat. Brunson. Okay. Oh, shit. No. Brunson. Who else we got here? Show graphics. Barrett, Grimes,
And then this one will be RJ. RJ. No. I want RJ. Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Check. All right, I switch my gauges up. Gauges are ready. Levels is good. Levels is good. Okay. Play by play. Turn that off. Turn this off. All right. Restart. What's going on here? Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Let's do it. Yep. Let's do it. Check. All right. All right, here we go. Salute to Knicks Nation on this Wednesday night. Knicks head down to South Beach, man, to take on the Miami Heat, a hungry Miami Heat team who found themselves three games in back of the Knicks for that fifth spot in the East, man. And this was a tipsy, turvy type of game, man. This Knicks defense, soul-searching at the moment, couldn't get the key stops. Some bad turnovers on the night. They did get some good offense, though. R.J. Barrett with a team-high 26 points. Quentin Grimes, welcome to the party, man. 22 points for Grimes. He was able to find his arc, his shot. But in the end, man, there was just no defense to be had in the fourth quarter as Tyler Hero, Max Strus, and Jimmy Butler make quick work out of the Knicks in the fourth and bomb away from three. So the Heat win 127-120, a critical game. Knicks fall and now lose two in a row. And it is officially gut check time. This is KFTV Postgame Live presented by Manscaped, CP the Franchise, Alex Sotaros, the Traticaster on the ones and twos. I never like losing to the Miami Heat, no matter the circumstances, bro. Hate it.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I hate it. What made it even worse is when Jimmy did the two little on Jalen Brunson. I really wanted this win. I wanted the Knicks to really, you know, flip them the bird.
Yeah.
But couldn't happen tonight, man. Very aggravated after watching this game.
Very aggravating tonight, man. And, you know, it starts with the Knicks defense, Al. We talked about it after the Soda game. I talked about it on the Bleacher Report live stream. This Knicks defense has to tighten up because right now they are bleeding.
Yep.
They can't stop anything at the point of attack. They can't protect the paint. And they're getting bombed away on from three. How do you win games that way? They're scoring enough. They're scoring more than enough. But they cannot stop a single thing. And tonight, once again, they got exposed. Point of attack, pick and roll coverage, rim protection, three-point defense. This is one of the worst offenses in the league. And you have another night where you give up 58% from downtown. You can't win that way, man. There is not a single thing that they did well on defense tonight. Not a single thing. They send these guys to the free throw line, as they typically do. Jimmy Butler living from the free throw line, 14 free throw attempts for Butler, 26 as a team for the Miami Heat. And as I said, 16 of 28 from downtown, 57% from three. All right, I docked them a percent. It's a little bit better. 57% from downtown we gave up to these guys. You can't win that way. This is a hungry Heat team, a veteran Heat team with a hungry Jimmy Butler. He's been hot. Give Jimmy credit. He's been hot. I did take him on Prize Picks and the over on the points. I got that. But he's been hot. He's been hot. Because he's been hot. And this is the time when stars rise to the occasion and elevate their teams. And Jimmy Butler's been doing that. Then the fourth quarter hero in the last matchup against the Knicks, Tyler Hero, was once again that tonight. No adjustments, no stops, no double teams. Until they started double teaming these guys with 1 minute left in the fourth. Come on, Tibbs. This is one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league, and Tyler Hero is cooking everybody from RJ to Julius to anybody they put in front of him, and we didn't send one trap, not one double team, until the 1 minute left in the fourth quarter. 1 minute left in the fourth quarter. The Knicks, the Heat shot 6 of 7 from downtown between Hero and Strus and Butler in that fourth quarter. You can't get it done. They could not get the key stops. Another thing, the turnovers. 17 turnovers leading to 20 Heat points. You can't win that way on the road, bro. You're getting lit up. You're bleeding all over the place. You got to take care of the ball against a stingy Heat defense. We know how aggressive they are. We know Spoelstra's MO. They are an aggressive defense. They give you a variety of looks. They put a lot of pressure on your ball handlers. They like to trap on the pick and roll. Quickly had a lot of issues. Brunson had a lot of issues. Hart had some issues handling the ball. You got to take care of the ball against this team, man. You can't be careless. How about five offensive fouls in the second half alone? Those are killers. Those are killers. I mean, really, and again, I know people want to blame the refs and this, that, and third. I get it. But it still counts, and it still kills us. They got Hartenstein for a couple. They got Randall for a couple. You just can't come back from that. I understand they were tight about the officiating. You had one sequence where Jimmy Butler's hooking Mitch's legs blatantly right in front of the zebra on the baseline.
And he didn't get called for that.
Right in front of the zebra on the baseline. Like, come on, man. That is a disgrace. And Adam Silver's out here saying that they discipline referees. I'd like to see that referee be disciplined for that because he was looking right at the plate. Right at the plate. And then lastly, offensively, as I said, you had guys get going. Good. Again, RJ continues to heat up on the offensive side. Quentin Grimes, the one we've been talking about for a while now. Can Grimes get off the snide? Can he get more than one shot in the second half of the game? Well, he had 12 tonight, and he was great. 6 of 10 from downtown, 22 points for Grimes. But the only problem, Al, is this. Where was he in the fourth quarter?
Thank you.
I'm searching for Grimes like Waldo. Like, where's he at? I don't see him.
Makes no sense.
My man, Quentin Grimes, didn't get back into the game until about 3:50 left in the fourth quarter. And so, as I've been saying, the Grimes-RJ quickly rotation is going to continue to be an issue. How do you manage it? Because Tibbs refuses to stick with the hot hand. Tonight, it was Grimes' night to finish. Quick didn't have it, and he sat quick. I was okay with that. Tonight was Quentin Grimes' night to play major minutes in the fourth quarter, and he wasn't there. Your thoughts?
Oh, man. You hit on a lot of things, man. A lot of things. Defense was porous. I didn't think Julius was able to get going, even though when you look at the box score, it's somewhat efficient. 7 for 16. He didn't get that three-pointer to drop. I thought he lost his cool a little bit, and we got the tech. You don't need the tech. I get it. The officiating was terrible, but your team's down. You do not need to give the opposing team any more ammo to to create a greater lead. You got to stay checked. You can't have that moment. I thought Quickly was just, he didn't have it tonight. Key moment for me, Knicks get the lead in the fourth quarter. They're up 101 to 100. IQ, instead of facilitating and organizing the offense, chucks up a 26-footer from three. Yeah. I thought that was totally unnecessary.
He had a lot of issues with the pressure defense.
But you know what's crazy? Before that, he had a good sequence where he was patient. He drew the double team. He found Hartenstein. He finds Josh Hart. And then Josh Hart finds, who is it, Mitch or Hartenstein for a dunk?
Yes, yeah.
I think it was Mitch. It was Mitch for the dunk.
Yeah.
So I see that. I'm like, okay, that's good play. Why go for an unnecessary three when this game is tight? Get it together. You have to have – Quickly's been awesome this entire season. These last couple of games, man, he's had some boneheaded decision-making when it comes to, like, putting up threes for no reason, not trying to get his teammates involved. This one just was so infuriating because organize the offense. This game is being called tight. The refs are calling it tight against you. Mm. You have to chip away from every single point that you can get. Taking a three with time left on the clock instead of organizing really infuriated me. And he got pulled from that moment, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
You do not do that in a tight game. You don't. And then to make matters worse, that's when Grimes should have came in.
Right.
That's when Grimes should have came
Bingo.
In.
Bingo.
At that
Bingo.
Moment. Your guy who is on fire from downtown.
On fire.
Is on the bench.
On fire.
On fire. Six for downtown. Mike.
Right.
How is he staying on the bench?
Right.
Why? Why is he staying on the bench tonight? This, like, so many questionable decisions. Even, like, when Butler traveled and they called the foul afterwards. Challenge that play. Challenge it. You know, it goes from, like, the Knicks. I don't like blaming the refs because you have to understand how the game's being called and adapt to it. I always believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight's officiating was nonsense. It was the refs were shameless tonight. How do you call a foul on Isaiah Hartenstein when Kevin Love's, like, running right through him? He damn near tackled him.
Right.
And you're going to say, no, not that. Brunson draws a charge. No, blocking foul. When he's set.
The one on the late one on Butler?
Yep.
I thought that was a charge.
I was like, yo, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, I thought that was a charge.
Look, CP, tonight they called 25 fouls on the Knicks, all right?
Yeah.
25 fouls. 18 against the Heat. But the way the fouls that were called, and it's like, you could say, oh, well, it's not that far off. No, it's when at times when things were called. Like the one on Hartenstein, Brunson drains a three.
Yeah.
That's a game changer right there if you count that.
I didn't like that one either, man.
You know, you talk about Butler grabbing Mitch's leg. That's a foul. That gives an advantage to the Knicks.
Right in front of the referee. Like, what are we doing?
What are we watching here tonight, man? Watching? So it goes from the play, it goes to the refs, like just so many things. Just so many things tonight. It was really infuriating. This game was infuriating on so many levels. From the refs, poor play, poor decision making, but especially between Quickly and Randall, like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
It's close to playoff time.
Mm.
You got to keep your composure because guess what? Hopefully it's not this lopsided when it comes to being officiated, but it's going to be called tight.
Mm.
It's going to be called tight.
You said it's close to what time?
Playoff time.
It's close to money time, isn't it?
It is.
All right. You see 30 out there. He did pick up a technical too for arguing with the refs. How's that weather outside, man?
Look, man, I'm still excited. Look, man, I jump out the window.
How's
excited for
the
how
weather
season
outside?
Went. It's still good, all right? You want to know how I feel? I feel great because this season was unexpected, all right? A few losses isn't going to change anything until I get to see what happens. Ask me when playoff time comes, as you like to say.
I told you it was breezy on my end, but the conductor is inside, all right? You guys can chill outside all you want. You go ahead. Go ahead.
I will.
Go ahead and jump out your windows.
It's a nice, beautiful day.
The conductor is inside until April 15th. Case closed.
Let me tell you something, man. It's a nice sunny day outside. Taking a nice stroll in the park. Maybe sipping on a little something. Hey, enjoying the weather.
I'm sipping inside. I'm sipping right now. Inside. Until April 15th.
Okay.
I'll be here.
All right.
Look,
you stay on your position. You stand 10 tones down on your side. I'm going to stand 10 tones down on my side.
Oh, man. Julius, we love you, Julius, man. We love you, man. It's all good. Where do we go with this defense, man? I just don't know because this was another night. I mean, you had Gabe Vincent out there looking like Steph Curry. I mean, they were going at Jalen.
The Tyler Hero stuff was crazy.
Hero cooking RJ up. I mean, Julius is bad. I mean, when your three best players are getting exposed like that on defense, where do we go? You know, the Grimes situation, that's almost like an afterthought because we got to tighten up on the defense first.
The worst part for Tyler Hero is that was a lot of relocating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're sending screens. He's moving all over the court. Knicks are just losing him on the floor. And that's going to happen, man. And the three-point defense has been up and down this entire season. There are nights where you're like, okay, it looks like it's getting better. And then you get a night like this, and you're like, what is going on?
Man.
What is going on? Like, we're protecting the paint to now a fault where it's like, I don't want to see this in the playoffs where we're protecting the paint where you're going to now allow guys like Tyler Hero to get wide open from three. Like, if we play the Cavs, I do not want to see Garland and Donovan Mitchell open from relocating for threes in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like,
How about Caris LeVert?
Yeah, and this is the thing. Like,
how about Chetty Osmond?
This is more of a Tibbs thing, because the defensive scheme that you're throwing out there, all right, I get that you want to protect the paint. You're trying to ice it, force it to the weak side, make them try to make that cross-court pass, but you've been watching this team throughout the entire season, and you're seeing three-pointers, especially against good teams, being made. And when I have to watch a Heat team that is in the bottom of the league when it comes to scoring, and we did the whole game preview with Wes, right? And Wes is like, the Heat didn't get the memo this season that this is a high-scoring affair now.
Yep.
And now I'm seeing 127 points on a Knicks defense that should be stopping these guys and funneling them on the inside.
Yep.
Protect the three. Give up. If you got to give up the two, give up the two. Mitch is right there. But don't let these guys just roam around. It's getting ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
This is why they lost against the Timberwolves.
Big time, man. Big time. Let's see. Here's another one exposing the referees, in which Josh Hart chimed in. Let's take a look at this one. So this one, hang tight. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP and Allison, the ones and twos, Knicks postgame live. So Knicks Muse on Twitter says Jimmy Butler switches his pivot foot twice, then the Knicks get called for a foul on a crucial possession. Let's see. Yep. And Josh Hart replies, in a two-possession game under a minute. So there you go. There's another one for the refs. Let's see if that one gets picked up on the two-minute report.
Oh, you know it's going to. It's like, oh, but it's not going to be as fast as for LeBron, though.
Yeah.
It'll be tomorrow morning where you get the report saying we missed that one.
Yeah, big time. Big time, man. Let's hear what the people got to say, man. Dave G on the Discord. Dave, let's go.
What's going on, guys? You hear me?
Loud and clear. How you feeling, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm usually the light of positivity, but tonight I just can't. And I was going to go off,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to go off about not the game because you guys already got that covered. But I've been off Twitter for quite a while, and I hopped on Twitter today, and just Nick's Twitter just has me. Who are these people going at Ian Begley?
Who? Who's going at Ian Begley on Twitter, man?
Robert Randolph and some other
random
people. I know Robert Randolph like talking about trading Julius and all sorts of stuff.
He's a fan of the show, but
who are these people going at Ian Begley? Like, this dude's not plugged in. You guys got to just relax.
Robert's on the payroll, man. He's a fan of the show, you know. He's on the payroll, man. He's on the payroll.
And then these people on Twitter, like, either our players are worth
a million draft picks or they're just bums. Like, people got to relax with RJ, man. He's a 22-year-old kid. He's in his fourth season. No, like, look at all of the top-tier wings in this league. They weren't top-tier coming into the league, not their first, second year.
Yeah.
It took them 4 or 5 years. That's when they made the jump. Like, he's got the work ethic. People got to relax, man. People act like RJ's a bum.
Yeah.
He's averaging 20 points a game as the third option on a playoff
team. Yeah, 26
That's
points tonight.
Pretty damn good, man. Like, can we relax for a minute? You guys already touched on the defense and everything. The refs were horrendous tonight. We got to fix the defense. But, like, Nick's Twitter, come on. Can we relax, please?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
I get it. I mean, and appreciate the call. I mean, the thing with Robert and Ian, that was like a couple of days ago, man. You know? We're past that, man. We're over that. And I already, you know, Robert's whole thing was the whole Randall Julius thing. I already cleared that up and dismissed his point. So,
you mean the Randall Melo thing?
The Randall Melo thing, you know. And that's the thing. You know, Robert's, he's probably watching right now. His hero scored 15 points and got a technical and had Jimmy Butler in his head.
No super chat tonight.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't expect a super chat for Robert. He only does that on Randall's good games, on his good nights. So, don't let Robert Randall talk you off your square, man. Like, you know, talk about, he didn't even talk about the game, Dave. Dave was the first one in line waiting. Come on, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out to the channel members. Triple M in the building. Shout out to Triple M. Shout out to Travi Trav. All the mods. What's going on? Rack City. Let's go. Rack City. Any thoughts on the game? Yeah. Yep. Loud and clear. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, Brunson getting doubled basically the whole game just shows how much of a threat he is and how much of a key part he is on his team.
Yeah.
People saying he had a bad game. No, he was being guarded by two guys the minute he touched the three-point line, the perimeter. So he's still that guy. Don't get that twisted. Tibbs, he needs to stop being old and hard-headed, man. Rotate more, man. The minute you see some of your guys not playing that well, rotate. Grimes proved himself. It was even like Grimes was making bad shots. Grimes was hot, and he took him out just because Tibbs loves his starters. He rides or die with his starters. That's cool and all, but when your team, your bench, your hot bench, is playing well together, keep them out there until they prove you otherwise. We have to do that. Other teams aren't afraid of our starters as much as they're afraid of the bench the whole team put together. You feel me?
Yeah.
In terms of that, Randall's still my dude, but he doesn't do enough 40 to 50-point games to be this emotionally difficult, man. I think in the playoffs, like, this is going to be every game. He's going to have difficulties. He's going to be having tough refs. He's going to be having tough calls, and he can't be emotionally out of it. To where, again, he's not allowing that emotion to elevate his game. He's using it to distract him or distract his teammates.
Yeah.
That's not cool. I didn't say anything last time because 57 points is crazy, but he doesn't do that enough to warrant where, oh, yeah, it's fine. You know, he needs to get that together. Mentally, he needs to be there for the team or else we're going to lose some games because of him, and that ain't going to be cool.
Yeah. Got to channel the energy. You know, and even Breen said it on the telecast. This is what you're going to see in the playoffs. So you got to play smarter. You know, you got to play smarter. That's just what it is. But that Heat defense, this is what they do. They apply a lot of pressure. They're very aggressive. And you got to be smart in the way that you counter. So it was of no surprise that, no, it wasn't a bad night for Brunson, but he had to battle a lot. He had to do a lot. Same thing with Quickly. They put a lot of pressure on your ball handlers, man. RJ, Julius, same thing. So you got to respond well. But look, they scored 120 points on that defense. That wasn't the issue. They couldn't stop a thing on the other end of the ball. That is where the issue is. Same thing with the Minnesota game. Same thing with the Minnesota game. They scored more than enough points. They just can't get stops. That is the bigger issue. That's the bigger issue right now. So, like I said, they got some soul searching to do. And the Grimes thing, not a surprise, Al, because it's Tibbs going to – it's difficult
because you have Hart there, who's your Mr. Everything. Mm-hmm. RJ was closing. I thought RJ did deserve to close tonight. He had the highest points on the, in the game. And obviously Brunson is Brunson. So the only time they did get Grimes is in there is when they took Mitch out and they went small. What you know, how do you handle that? Where do you go there?
This is my gripe. Like, as much as I like Tibbs and like what he's done for this team, this is my gripe with being flexible, adapting, having the foresight to change. Like, the Miami Heat is a team where you can go small. Bam Adebayo is not a 6'11 center that's out there.
Right.
You can have Randle on Bam for most of the game. Mm-hmm. And so when you see Quickly you're struggling, you see Mitch, and you're like, I need some scoring, and you need Randle out there, you could have gone small ball a lot sooner. Actually, if you went small ball a lot sooner, you may be even dragging Bam out from the paint and start opening up for everybody else to attack. Look, if you look at the shots, if you look at the shooting tonight for the Knicks,
yeah,
82 shots came from the field, 40 of them were from three.
Yeah.
All right? They shot 40%. Which is good. It's good to see them that knocking down threes. Most of that came on the back of Quentin Grimes, but adjust. Like, you can. We're seeing what's happening tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Get your guys going in the paint. I didn't see like RJ did a fine job like attacking the paint for most of the night, but I didn't see Randle really attacking. You saw Brunson was struggling to get inside sometimes because they were just doubling him and they were just harassing him as soon as he got there. And like, if you just remove that, you can go get Brunson activated because Brunson probably could have gotten more than 25 points if the lane was clear, like against other opponents.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's the adjustment that we need to see from Tibbs. That's the forward thinking that we need, because doing the same as JD likes to say, template coaching, where it's like, okay, we're going to start with our guys about like the 4 minute mark left. That's in the first quarter. We're going to bring Quickly, Hartenstein and Hart. And it's like the same, it's the same thing all the time. And I get, you want to get guys acclimated to that. But sometimes this is why people love Brad Stevens out in Boston,
mm-hmm,
is because he'd be like, oh, let's try this lineup. Let's see if this works. Because in the postseason, I may have to try something new,
right,
that we haven't seen before. And why don't we throw something that the team is not prepared for? I think Miami, if you ask Spoelstra, he's probably like, I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's true.
Change it up.
It's true, man. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boy. Shout out to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, who was in the building in Miami and also in the Moss chat during the play-by-play, man. So Chuck serving double duties. Now, shout out to Chuck. He ran into a couple of fellow Knicks fan TV fans, fellow Knicks fans in the building. So I'm sure that was a good time before the game. So shout out to Chuck, man, and shout out to everybody who did attend. A lot of people hit me up saying that they would be in the building tonight. So tough loss to witness, but glad that you're all able to be there to congregate. Let's go to Hamza. Hamza in New York. Hamza, how you feeling?
Hey, what's up, CP?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm not going to lie, my brother. I'm pretty disappointed on this loss. It was a good game, mm-hmm, and everything. But, mm-hmm, you know, we weren't playing good defense and everything. But one, mm-hmm, thing I do want to say as a Knicks fan, my brother, is, mm-hmm, I feel like we need a superstar. But we have enough in a sense that Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle are great pieces, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a very good young core, and we have a bunch of first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie, my brother. We played the Timberwolves the other day. I know Ant is hurt, but imagine the lineup of Brunson, Grimes, Anthony Edwards, Julius, and Mitch. You feel me? And then you keep Josh Hart and Hartenstein off the bench.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got to give up something to get something.
Yeah.
So
appreciate the call, man.
Of course.
Appreciate the call. All right, we can't play fantasy basketball right now, man. We got 8 games left. We're trying to get to the playoffs, man. We just lost a tough one. Defense is bleeding, Hamza. He's talking about Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards with the Timberwolves, they're going to playoffs right now, man. We can't play fantasy basketball right now, bro. We got to focus. Lock in. We can't talk about next year right now. Focus, people. We need answers on how we get the defense set up. The captain just passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a little edgy right now. We can't talk about fantasy basketball right now, bro.
Also, Minnesota is going to trade Anthony Edwards now.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was his first time calling in. No disrespect. Call in anytime.
I'm just saying, man.
We can't talk about that right now.
It's not disrespect. I'm just saying, before we start doing fantasy basketball trades, the new ownership out there,
yeah.
Let's understand the vibes that's going out there. They're not going to trade that young man.
Yeah. Simple enough. Back to the Discord, man. Let's go to JJ87. Is this JJ from Brooklyn? JJ87. Is JJ from Brooklyn ready on the Discord? He's a channel member. He just hit the channel members lounge. Oh, all right, JJ, man. JJ's not ready. He's still trying to figure out this technology. TM told me he was working with JJ all day to figure out the Discord. So he's still trying to work out the kinks. In the meantime, let's go to Jay from East New York. Jay, what's good?
TP Alex, you guys hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to be honest. This was a very, very emotional game for me. You know, salute to the Knicks family and rest in peace to Willis Reed, first of all. I kind of was like a little bit out of it at first, the first quarter, because I was watching Clyde before the game and it kind of got to me. Clyde is my guy.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it was tough, man. You know, Clyde definitely, he was emotional. He was holding it together, but you could definitely tell, you know.
And I picked up on that, and I'm not going to lie. It was just an emotional roller coaster from then on for me personally. At halftime, I just felt like it was a lot of adjustments that needed to be made. We just didn't look like we wanted it. Miami came into this game, and it's like Jimmy Butler must have had it circled on his little calendar that he had over his bed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to lie. I see why, you know, he has the respect that he has in the league. You know, he definitely showed up tonight. He gave us a game. I got to be honest. But, you know, RJ played good. I wish we would have got a little bit more from Julius, but I'm not going to pile on Julius tonight because I could see the frustration. It was a lot of missed calls. A lot of calls didn't go our way tonight.
Yeah.
And I think Julius kind of took that on. And, you know, he gets into these fits. And, you know, it didn't go that bad, but he got a tech, you know. So it's going to get overblown. But I'm not looking at that. I'm more or less looking at the adjustments that wasn't made. You feel me?
Yeah.
This just felt like a punch in the face as a Knicks fan, you know, because Miami, you always want to win against a Miami team.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to be honest, I called it. I was speaking to a personal friend. I didn't tweet this, but I was speaking to a personal friend, and I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. Miami is going to beat us this game. I didn't want to be right, but I said it. I'm like, Miami owes us one, and this might have been the one that we owe them. So hopefully we get right. We make the adjustments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Good game from Grimes, but hopefully we make the adjustments overall for the next few games. It's only 8 games left. You know, we got the 5 spot.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to get ready. This was a playoff type game. The refs definitely, you know, they swayed the game a lot. I definitely feel like the NBA needs to get right with the refs.
Absolutely.
But yeah, good game. Go Knicks, man. Hopefully we get them on the next one.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man. See a couple channel members piling in. Remember, people, first and foremost, welcome to all of our channel members in the building. We definitely appreciate your support. But also remember that you can connect your YouTube account to the Discord. And once you do that, you're able to enter into the members lounge chat. Once you're in the members lounge chat, we give you the easy pass right through on the phone. So you bypass everybody. You get direct access, instant access on the phones, right? So that's why, number one, you want to join the channel memberships. And number two, once you join, you got to make sure you connect your YouTube account to the Discord. And then you can jump into the members lounge and we'll pull you in right there. Let's hear from the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, man. He was in the building tonight. He had left Nori's studio from Drink Champs, went straight to the arena. OG, how you feeling tonight, man?
Hey, what's up, CP?
What's up, Alex? Good, man.
Well, you know, the whole night kind of started off. Miami Heat and Riley and everybody did a moment of silent tribute to Willis Reed. That kind of like set the tone for
that's
the building.
Nice. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, and it took, it was a while too. It was like almost like 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, man. And, you know, and then they began to play and, you know, and it was what it was, man. And, you know, we stayed with them. Of course, you know, that's MSG2 down there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody came out, but it's almost like what was said earlier with the earlier caller. Like, I didn't hear Breen and Clyde, of course. I was listening to JD from, you know, second, you know, on a play-by-play. But, you know, it's almost like, you know, a lot of the older fans, you know, and they had on Reed jerseys and the classic jerseys. They you know, they seemed a little somber. But, you know, when we got up to Zeal, and we stayed close, but it was almost like we was a hair step slow on defense. Julius was he seemed gassed from the jump. He was just gassed, man. Every time he kept coming to the bench, it was like, so, I mean, just one of those nights, and we still stayed close. But this is an important juncture. You can also feel like the fans, everybody I saw, I was taking some shots, pictures with people, and you could feel that the last game against Minnesota, like, kind of, like, kicked us in the stomach, man. Mm. And we was saying, like, now here we got to go face the Heat,
right?
Who not only had a revenge Julius game, but remember they had a revenge Tyler Hero game from other game where he just missed that tray, which would have sent us spiraling. Probably that if Tyler Hero would have hit that tray back when Tibbs would have been fired by now. So it shows you how just precarious every second,
game
every move is, and every loss counts. So. Hopefully, I hope we can get our playoff moxie, because the Heat came out like they knew what a playoff was, and especially Kyle Lowry. I was like, every time he hit a shot, man, I was cursing that. I was like, no, this can't be it. And that kid Vincent at the beginning, man, it's like he came in as a designated flamethrower in the first half, and then it was like, all right, Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler is imposing his manhood. But I did like, I know everybody might not feel this, but I felt that everybody in the audience, it could have been a frustration. We didn't feel the same when Julius was tired and was barking back at Jimmy Butler, because it's like, we saw it, man. I mean, but we can't expect refs to be on our side. The refs damn near were wearing Heat jerseys.
Man.
And it was mud ball and brutal mayhem. You can't expect no calls. And so my last note is that this is a playoff game with a playoff team, and we got to somehow find it.
Yeah, we got to find it, man. I just felt like, you know, the Heat were hungrier. It's easy to get complacent when things are in your favor. Knicks have been sitting in that. They've been parked in that fifth seed for a week or so now. It's easy.
And they don't like it.
They don't like
it. And none of these Heat fans like it.
Right.
The team don't like it. And trust me, Eric's supposed to have a large game board before going into this, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they prepare for war.
Right.
So I don't know when we're going to feel and get the same. But it seemed like Obi was playing. A lot of players were playing formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
Grimes was like, I mean, Grimes was a hope. They didn't have an answer for Grimes. And then he came up missing.
Missing in action.
Yeah, man. It was like,
quarter.
We got to figure it out, man, because I was looking on the post earlier. Orlando, okay, they ain't playing a desperate game like the Timberwolves and the Heat, but they have memories. They have long memories, and it's right up the road. So I hope that, you know, something could set fire inside the Knicks to say, like, listen, man, we got to take not only these last games, but we got to go in there with the playoff spirit now. But anyway, so it was good seeing everybody down here, you know, good atmosphere, you know, good game. We stayed close, and then they just, you know, we got gassed. First, they were getting gassed. They were getting gassed, and we had them by the neck. And then things didn't go our way. We was lucky that some players didn't get hurt. Brunson went down hard one time. Was like, yo, I hope he ain't hurt. And then when Mitch went down twice and was limping, I was like, oh, man.
Couple of those makes you hold your breath, no question about it.
No question.
No question.
All right,
man.
Guys.
Appreciate you.
Salute. Joe. All right, y'all.
Yes, sir.
All right, Knicks Nation, let's go.
Absolutely, man. Everybody throw a hashtag PE in the chat. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D has just graced us with his presence, man. Definitely appreciate that.
There were, I'm trying to find this sequence here, in the fourth quarter, there was a couple sequences that really that really hurt, especially in the fourth. I thought, you know, all those offensive fouls definitely took the wind out of their sails, because the Knicks started the fourth quarter pretty well. They started off hot, man. RJ comes out, he hits a three. That puts them down by three. And Hero comes back, claps a three. Now they're back down six. And then Hart comes back, hits a three. They're back down three. And then you had the OB with the nice attack and feed to Mitch.
Yep.
Still down by three. RJ's layup puts him down by one. And then you get Hart finds Mitch for the alley in the half court. They're up by one. Yep. You know, things were cooking with that unit. We don't really get to see that unit a lot either. It's usually RJ with the second unit, but this time it was Hart, quickly RJ, OB, and Mitch.
Yep.
I kind of like that. You get a little bit of offense and defense in there, and that one was interesting. We'll have to see if they get some more minutes together down the road. But I believe it was a Hero and Strus back-to-back threes. I'm trying to find that sequence. And I thought that really hurt him, man. I thought that really hurt him. So it's just tough.
The thing with the Mitchell Robinson being with that unit is that we don't – I don't know if we will see it that much, even though I did like it. But Hartenstein was struggling tonight.
Yeah.
He had five personal fouls.
Yeah.
Partially was him. Partially was like some poor calling by the refs, right? But that's why we got to see that unit.
Right, that's right.
It just stinks, man, because as Chuck said, like, we had Miami Heat in the first quarter, which seemed like, you know, we had a 6-point lead at one point.
Mm-hmm.
What was the sequence? The sequence was Heat had a lead, Knicks called a timeout. After that timeout, Randall scores a three,
mm-hmm.
Grimes gets a rebound, has a nice spin move to finish the layup, RJ knocks down a three, Miami calls a timeout, they score. And then the Knicks go on a rampage to get to a lead, but then the Heat just start fighting and clapping back.
Yeah.
And it was from there in that first quarter that the Heat were in control for most of the game. So, and it was just because they weren't paying attention to Tyler Hero, so he was able to get open from three. And it's stuff like that where we go back to our earlier conversation where gotta stop the three, man.
Gotta
stop the three.
Got to. Gotta stop the bleeding, man. Yeah, because it's crunch time. But as I said, you know, when they're in the position that they are the hunted, tough position to play from. So hopefully these two games knock them down a couple of pegs and they get more of a sense of urgency, especially tomorrow against Orlando. That won't be a cakewalk. You know, you have a young Magic team that'll be looking to make some noise. They're a feisty team. They've had a number of notable wins, and they're going to look to add the Knicks on that list. So we got to get it together, man, and get it together fast, because they're going to turn around and play again tomorrow. Now, let's take a look at this thing. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys, CP and Alex, on the ones and twos. Knicks lose a tough one down in Miami, man, 127-120. Al, let's take a look at this thing by the numbers, man. By the numbers presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use promo code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. And one of the key stats of the night is this Knicks three-point defense, or lack thereof. They give up 57% from downtown to the Miami Heat. Miami Heat also scoring 57% from the field overall. So, man, oh, man, that is just not good. Not good at all, including 42 points in the paint. We talked about the Knicks' turnovers. Turnovers killed them, man. 17 turnovers leading to 20 Miami Heat points. This is what they do best. Because they don't have a good offense, they rely on their defense. They rely on being aggressive, forcing turnovers. This is what they've been. This is what this Spoelstra's defense has been.
and the Knicks were not able to rebound from that. I thought they really – the pressure really hurt them tonight, and they weren't able to recover. Knicks did win the rebounding battle quite heavily, 42-29. They won the rebounding battle, 42-29, which is quite lopsided, but didn't matter too much tonight. Heat got to the line 25 times and were able to cash in. So lots of statistics abound here where you just look at it and you can see why this team lost. They did shoot the free throws well. The Knicks did shoot from three fairly well, 40%, and 50% from the field as well. So it wasn't the offense that was the issue. It was the bad turnovers and the lack of defense, man. Al, what were your thoughts on the stats tonight?
I mean, those two stats clearly dictated why the Knicks lost tonight. The poor three-point shooting, the turnovers. But in this, like, I guess some silver lining, if you want,
sure,
to take away, is that the assist numbers, they had 29 assists. They were moving the rock pretty well tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take that with a grain of salt. I thought you'd mentioned the 42 rebounds. That's good to see that we won the rebounding battle. But you would think that if you're winning the rebounding battle, you're stopping second chance opportunities for Miami Heat. That means you're also getting second chance opportunities on offense. Clearly, that didn't translate well enough to get us the victory. But fast break points, man. 12 points. Like, we're keeping up out in transition. I thought that was good to see. But overall, man, three-point shooting, we got to stop the three-point shooting. It's the fouls, dude. Like, what is with the fouls? Some of them, I know, like I said, it's just like refs were just inconsistent, but my goodness, man.
But, I mean, if you look at it, especially from a Miami standpoint, you know, Butler, it was Butler, 14 attempts of Butler. Now Bam had his six. That was about it. 14. Butler had more than the entire team.
He's getting the Michael Jordan whistle.
Butler had more than – Bam had six. Hero, two. That's eight. Caleb Martin, two. 10. Lowry, two. 12. Jimmy Butler had more free throw attempts than the entire team. And this was the same thing in the last game. You know, he forces the issue. He's a vet. He knows how to draw contact. And he gets the respect. 14. In the last game, against the Heat, he scored 18 points from the free throw line. So.
Is it 18 points from the free throw line last game?
In the last game they played. He scored 18 points at the free throw line.
Stop treating this man like he's Jordan in his prime.
Oh, boy.
Good grief.
Yeah, man. So that's how that went. Anyway, the key stats of the night, people, is brought to you by Prize Picks, man. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy for you first-time players. Go to prizepicks.com and use promo code KFTV, and they will match your deposit instantly of up to $100. So it's a great way to play, great way to get your feet wet and play the game of Prize Picks. And how do you play? Well, you're just going to select between 2 to 6 players, and you can choose between a number of sports, whether it's NBA, MLB, starting up soon. You have NHL, soccer, all the March Madness coming up this weekend. So you mix and match, or you can play one sport, whatever you want to do. You pick 2 to 6 players, and there are a number of stats that you can select from, and you're just going to predict whether or not that player is going to do more or less than the given stat projection that Prize Picks has laid out for that night. That simple. Are they going to do more? Are they going to do less? Points, rebounds, assists, combinated, turnovers, three-pointers made, free throws made. There's a number that you can choose from. Now, the recording that you guys see here on the Jumbotron is not my picks from tonight. I didn't get a chance to record my picks for tonight. But here's where I went on tonight's games, Al. I went with, speaking of Jimmy Butler, Jimmy's been hot. Jimmy has been hot. He's been heating up. He's in playoff mode right now. And in the last matchup against the Knicks, he had 26 points. And so I went back to it. I went back to Jimmy Butler with more than 24.5 points. He finished with 35. Now, I thought Julius' number was very low for points, rebounds, and assists. Usually they have it at about 41 or 42. But they have it at 38.5. I was a little bit cautious there. I was like, that number's kind of low. But, you know, Julius is 57, and the magnitude of this game, I went with him with more than 38.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He only finished with 14 points in a hole. So That was not a good call. I did go with Giannis with less than 31.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Bucks at home hosting the San Antonio Spurs. He finished with 31, so I just made that one. I went with Mike Conley again with more than 6 assists with the Timberwolves hosting the Atlanta Hawks, and he finished with 6, so he actually pushed on that number. And then the last one I went with was Steph Curry. I went with Steph Curry with more than 4.5 three-pointers made. Golden State visiting the Dallas Mavericks. He only hit 2 tonight. So of my 5 picks, I hit 2, I lost 2, and I pushed. Should still be okay. Able to cash in. Well, how'd you do?
I did not do well tonight, man. So I start off with Giannis Antetokounmpo for less than 49.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I hit on that with 47.
Okay.
I then took R.J. Barrett to hit more than 3.5 free throws made. He's a good free throw shooter. Mm. He gets to the line a lot. They usually keep it around 3.5, 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's usually a walk to go with R.J.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Julius, I took Julius for more than 26.5 points because the last couple of games, he's been going berserk. He's averaging over 30 points. Every time he plays in Miami Heat, I'm like, all right, big game. Let's see if Julius can bounce back. Let's see if he can be activated in this one. Only got 15, so we already know where that went. Where that landed.
Mm-hmm.
Luka Doncic playing the Golden State Warriors. I took him for less than 50.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I was like, that's a little too high for him to hit that. He hit it.
Yeah.
He barely crossed over. And then I took Josh Hart for more than 6.5 rebounds, only got 4 tonight because he's been averaging 7 on the season.
Mm-hmm.
So not a good night for me, man. Not a good night.
Mm. Well, you get him next time, man. For the people at home, play to win, but play responsibly. Once again, go to prizepicks.com and use promo code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. All right, to the Discord we go. Kane Marco. Kane, how you feeling?
Yo, what's up, man?
How you feeling, bro?
Disappointed, man. This is a frustrating loss.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you.
Quentin Grimes not being in the fourth is inexcusable to me. I don't understand what Tate was thinking. I understand Hart is your guy, and he's been closing games and doing well for you, but Quentin Grimes has the hot hand like he does tonight. You know he's a flamethrower when he gets hot like that, man. You got to leave him out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why he wouldn't be out there. On top of that, man, it's frustrating being a Knicks fan, having to play 5-on-8 every damn night, man. It's just crazy. Over the years, Patrick Ewing didn't get calls. Melo didn't get calls. Julius didn't get calls. I don't understand what's going on, why the refs seem to hate the Knicks so much. I don't get it, man.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man. You know, and I'm one, I don't like blaming games on refs. I actually hate doing it, but.
Yeah, I know.
Because there were several reasons, like the Knicks defense was just trash all night, but like even still, man, some of these calls were just so blatant, it's disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't get it. And it's like they can't stand to see the Knicks prospering, man. It's like, I don't know, man. If you ever been out of town, or you've been out of town, you went to college out of town, you know how people everywhere but New York hate us.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of these refs, being not New Yorkers, just hate New York. And that's just, it goes over into the refereeing, man. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But it's a frustrating loss. We bounce back. I think we'll be all right tomorrow against Orlando, man. That just, tonight was frustrating.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely, man. And speaking of refs, I believe the news came out that the Dallas Mavericks are protesting their game tonight. They lost to the champs. They lost to the Warriors by 2. I don't know what exactly happened, but I'm looking at Mark Cuban at the scorers table complaining about something. So they are protesting something tonight. Here it is by Shams. Dallas Mavericks plan to file to the NBA a formal protest after their loss, with focus on alleged referee mistake that led to 2 free Warriors points late in the third quarter. So there we go again, man. Refs under fire, because just today it was announced that
Ben Taylor.
Yeah, the referee that Fred VanVleet had called out, that he was demoted in some kind of way. I think the way the aggregator accounts had reported it, they kind of sensationalized it. Like, you know, he was almost demoted to, you know, not being a ref or something like that. But I think what the people had clarified that it wasn't that big of a deal. But either way, it's a trend now. You had the situation with LeBron. You have a situation now with the Mavs protesting, Van Fleet calling them out. Coaches always calling them out. What's happening here? You know, we used to hate Joey Crawford and them guys. Now we want him back, man. Where's Dick Vivetta where you need him?
Dan Bauer.
Yeah, where's these guys at, man?
I lied, man.
Yeah. Hey, hold your head. Keep your head up, man. Shout out to Kane. Shout out to Kane, bro.
Scott Foster, Tony Brothers shaking in their boots.
Yeah, Tony Brothers. Ooh, Tony Brothers. Melo hated Tony Brothers. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. And then
so, Melo never got called.
Yeah.
You watched Melo get hacked.
Yeah.
I forget what was it. His headband was legit over his face. It's like, yo, he's getting hit in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to get a call?
Oof. Bring back Tim Donaghy. Just kidding. Oh, just man. Kidding. Just kidding. I might have tapped into the algorithms the wrong way. You got to be careful.
But hey, look, refereeing has been inconsistent this season, man.
Yeah.
Very inconsistent. Look, I mean, we watched it tonight. What's a charge? What isn't a charge? What's a blocking foul? What isn't a blocking foul? We saw that tonight if you're watching this game.
Mm.
And I'm with you. I don't like to blame the refs because this team has shown that they can overcome that. They're 42-32, so they can win.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, when you're going to look at refs, like, all I'm looking for is a fair officiated game. That's all I'm looking for. And so if there's going to be, you know, people complaining, like whether it's Fred VanVleet, whether it's Mark Cuban, because this is going to shake things out and get fair officiated games,
mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
Okay, here's Cuban. We're kind of getting sidetracked here, but here's Cuban. He says,
I want more entertaining things, man. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on here? He says, for those wondering about the play with 1:54 to go on the third, let me explain what happened. The ref called Mavs ball. The announcer announced it. Then there was a timeout. During the timeout, the official changed the call and never told us. Then when they saw us line up as if it were our ball, he just gave the ball to the Warriors. Never said a word to us. They got an easy basketball. Crazy that it would matter in a two-point game. Worst officiating non-call mistake possibly in the history of the NBA. All they had to do was tell us, and they didn't. Hey, he's got reason to be upset, man. That's crazy.
Adam Silver, on your watch.
They got to tighten up, man. They got to tighten up. Was Donaghy correct? We gotta look into that. We gotta get Rashid back on the show. Perfect timing. Was Donaghy correct? We gotta look into this, man. There's a lot of foot tricks going on out here. What's going on, man?
Scott Foster's like, whoa, 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 don't open that can.
Was Tim Donaghy correct? Was he telling the truth, man? Interesting, interesting, interesting. All right, let me relax a little bit. They might be watching. Edgar on the phones. Edgar, how you feel, man? Switch the vibes up.
Hey, what's good, my guys?
Good, man. How you
feeling? Alex, shout out to you guys. Listen, first of all, shout out to Knicks Fan TV. We need more likes. Everybody, you know, do your job.
Yeah.
Need those likes.
Yep.
So real quick, I know there's a lot of, you know, different factors as to why the Knicks lost this game. But to me, the main factor was the defense. I really feel like this team needs to look themselves in the mirror real quick and remind themselves of, like, what got them really going this season. And the offense is nice. You know, they've been playing better offense. But I really think this is a defensive team. They've been scrappy all season, you know, making the right rotations, covering for each other. And right now, the last three games or so, they haven't been doing that. Like, they gave up 110 against the Nuggets, 140 against the Timberwolves, and tonight they gave up 127, right? That's not acceptable in any measure. So you got to turn around defensively. I know people are saying that, you know, teams are starting to attack Jalen Brunson, but, you know, I don't think these teams just randomly figured out that they could just attack him because he's not such a good defender. Teams have been trying to do that all season, but the thing is that the team defense has been covering his deficiencies on the defensive side. So right now, the team defense is not up to par. So Brunson, you know, his bad defense is starting to be highlighted. So everybody else needs to get it together and just play better defense overall. And again, you know, we went from one of the hardest schedules in the league to now having one of the easiest schedules on the league. But that doesn't mean much because, you know, we're a good team now. Like you said, we went from the hunters to the hunted. So now even teams that are, you know, rebuilding, teams that are in the fighting for the play-in, playoff teams, they're all going to give us their best shot. They all want to beat us. And, and these last nine games are not going to be easy. So we got to really buckle down and play with a sense of urgency, again, especially on the defensive side of the ball. That's it. Great show as always.
That's a five-star call from our moderator. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a five-star call from our moderator. People, throw some fives in the chat for Edgar, man. He's working hard. He's working on the phones. It was a good take. Shout out to Edgar, man. The team is strong. The brand is strong. A lot of talent. A lot of talent on the team. In front of the camera, behind the camera, on KnicksFanTV.com. Make sure you guys go there. Check out KnicksFanTV Remy's recaps. Also, the Brunson jersey giveaway. Still sign up. If you guys have not signed up yet, go to KnicksFanTV.com and sign up after tonight's show. Sign up. We are giving back to the fans. Thank you for 60K. Salute to the fans for 60K. We are giving away an authentic Jalen Brunson jersey. So make sure you guys get to KnicksFanTV.com after the show and sign up. And don't email me about the jersey. Some people are emailing me like, yo, I want to win the jersey. The instructions are all there. Emailing me is not going to get you the jersey any faster. It's not going to improve your chances. There are ways to improve your chances, but not through us. It's all listed. All the instructions are there on the website right in front of you. Somebody emailed me. Hey, I want to win the Brunson jersey.
You remember how you'd be in school, teacher hand you that sheet of paper, see if you can read instructions, and it just says write your name and don't do anything else, and everyone else starts answering all the questions.
Yeah,
this is that right here.
That's Simon Says foot trick, man. Yeah, that's it, man. Shout out to 96 Till, $10 super chat says, if the Knicks stick with the 9-man rotation, what are your thoughts on removing Obi from the rotation and replacing him with Deuce? RJ would slide to the four. Deuce has a clear impact on defensive end. Now, I don't see Tibbs experimenting like that. I don't see it. I don't see it. You still need size out there. You need rebounding. And Julius needs a breather. And I don't think it'll come at RJ at the four. We just haven't seen it this year. And with Tibbs, if you haven't seen it, it's not going to happen.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Although, shout out to Obi, though. I thought he had a couple of strong rebounds today.
Yeah, he did.
He had some really impactful rebounding and not just leaking out, which is, you know, at the beginning of the season, that's what Tibbs wanted. I detailed, you know, some of the improvements based on what was reporting from Tibbs that we needed to see from him. Rebounding is one of them, being judicious in when he leaks out and grabs critical rebounds. I thought he did a solid job of that tonight.
True story. $20 super chat from Tricks the Barber says, what do y'all know about Rose putting himself into his last game? I believe it's against the Pelicans. From what I'm hearing, they are pissed at him for this, and nobody actually told him to get in. Is this old news to me? I didn't hear that. I don't think Derrick Rose would do something like that. I definitely didn't hear that.
People were chanting, and then
Tibbs
call him up?
Tibbs called him. Shout out to Rhyme Animal. Chuck D, $5 Super Chat says, it was definitely a mud ball type of night. Very physical. The intensity of the game is getting worn. Hence, this is the damage that costs of short rotations, 8-9-man short rotations. This is the damage. It's a tough physical game, man. This was a playoff intensity, for sure. He was wearing on him physically. He was wearing on Julius mentally. This is where it's at, man. Shout out to Riley, though, for showing respect to the captain, though. I like that. I like that touch, man. It's a good gesture. I didn't see that reported anywhere. Did anybody see that reported anywhere on Twitter? Rhyme Animal Chuck D, breaking news out here, man. What was going on? Nobody on the beat reported that?
Rest in peace to the captain, though.
Rest in peace to the cap. You know, rest in peace to cap. All right, let's see if we gave JJ a little bit of time to get his act together on the Discord. JJ, are you with us on the Discord? So yeah, man, you and JJ got to go back to orientation, man. We don't got him. JJ from Brooklyn, go once again. All right, we're going to send him backpacking. Money T's, go ahead and unmute your mic.
What is this, TM is the personal IT guy?
Yes.
P. Alex, what up, man?
Good. TM, what up? Is the Discord lifesaver. Absolutely. Absolutely. I talk a lot of trash to JJ. TM walks me through my Discord issues. So, yeah. There. Anyway, Money T's, what's going on?
What's up, man? Look, man, the defense was not there today, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that game was too close. The way the refs called that, we was not going to get that win. I saw the first 10 minutes of the post game. Wally and them were talking about the bad calls. Tibbs was talking about how he's going to look at the tape for the bad calls because there was a lot of bad calls. Everybody calling up talking about the calls. We saw what we saw. And I'm going to end it like this. We got to go get Melo, man. I said that last time I called, go get Melo. Let's go, Nick.
Triple M, when you on the Discord again, I'll meet your mic. Triple M on the Discord.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Good, man. How you feeling?
What up?
Yo, everything good. You know, me and Alex still outside, you know, sipping out here. CP, stay over there with your Android, checking the weather.
I'm inside.
Checking the weather from your Android.
I'm inside with Android, there. With headphones, still with the cords on them. I'm inside.
Android.
I'm inside.
Nah, man. Stay inside. But, yeah, first and foremost, man, RIP to the captain, man. It was a dream, man. Such a sad time. So RIP to our guy. You know, shout out to the mob pit, man. I'll be having a lot of fun in there. But to this game, fellas, man, I was disappointed not only on the defense but the offense. Look, the Heat are last in block shots.
Yeah.
And this team, they're not that tall inside. And I feel like we were settling so much shooting the threes. I mean, the 3-point, it's a little misguided, that stat. I feel like because in the first half it was not like – it was just all over the place. So I feel like we should have been attacking. I mean, come on. Kevin Love is a power forward, man. We should have been attacking that all night pick and roll. And the defense, look, what made this Knicks team so fun for us this year, this unexpected year, is that this team is tough. They're gritty. You know, they're never out of any game. So I feel like, man, these two last games have been tough. But hopefully we find our footing. We got the Magic up next. We got the Rockets up next. It's still time to figure it out, you know, locking into this fifth seed. We're still a great road team. So let's lock in, fellas. Let's lock in. 8 games still left. Me and Alex outside. You already know how we do, man. Triple M all over the place.
Let's go. Yeah, it's gut check time. It is absolutely gut check time. I don't mind it. You know, I don't mind it. They got smacked around these past couple of games. You get hungry again, and you finish strong. You know, a little adversity doesn't hurt anybody. You just hope that they get it together. At the right time.
I like that thought process.
Yeah.
I like that thought process. And I also agree with Triple M. We outside. Man. We still outside. We got the windows open. We chilling. We sipping on some tequila. We living large. All right. Me and Triple M know it's good.
Oh, my Lord. Fred Katz of The Athletic says, Mitchell Robinson told me his knee is fine. Said it got hit, but the discomfort went away. Like only Mitch can, he added. It's like when you get punched in the face. Had it to the block that's about to rest up because he had a scary, scary fall for sure.
He did. Yo, when he was grabbing that knee, I was like, please.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
Not
man.
Again.
Absolutely. Omar from the Bronx. How you feeling, man?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep. Loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Perspective, man. I mean, obviously, it's a tough loss, but it's looking like we're not going to catch Cleveland. There's just not enough games. Mm-hmm. To be honest, man, as long as we take care of business, like if we beat Orlando, take care of Houston, we're going to end up 5 or 6. If we end up being the fifth seed, I think that might actually be better than starting off at home. I mean, I might get some negatives for this, but some of our players, they seem more nervous at home in the playoffs than they do on the road, in particular Julius. So I feel like it's a couple games in Cleveland, let's say, gets his feet wet in the playoffs, then he comes home to the Garden with some type of playoff experience for the season that might do him some good. And let's say worst-case scenario, we end up in the sixth seed. Yo, we got to put some respect on Cleveland's name, man. Like, Philly and Cleveland, they're the same to me. We're acting like Cleveland's this cakewalk. We're trying to play them in the first round. We thought the same thing about the Hawks 2 years ago and we got washed.
That is a fact.
And that Hawks team beat Philly the next round, if I'm not mistaken. They made it to, like, the conference finals. So we're, like, having this mindset, like, we're thinking that we're just going to walk over Cleveland or they're the best matchup. Not necessarily, man. So my main priority and a rapid fire, just getting to the playoffs healthy, you know. But we can't do that if we lose to, like, Orlando, we lose to the Rockets. We have to take care of those games. Then hopefully that last week of the season we could rest some guys, get in healthy. And if we're healthy and clicking all cylinders, man, we could beat anybody. Milwaukee scares me a little bit. But outside of Milwaukee, yeah, we could beat anybody.
Appreciate the call, man. We can't hang with the Bucks, but he's right. And at this point, the rate at which we are playing defense, the Knicks will not be winning any playoff series or beating anyone in the playoffs. It doesn't matter who they play. But you look at this Cleveland Cavaliers team. The problems with the Knicks, a lot of it starts on the perimeter at the point of attack. Who's slowing down Garland? Who's slowing down Spider when he gets in playoff mode? Oh, by the way, they got Caris LeVert, who they could swap out with Okoro, who's a zero on offense. So when they get those three guys out there in the perimeter, who are you hiding? No one. You got a guard. You got three scorers, shot creators, ball handlers right there when they're ready to go to them. And that's before they even dump it down to Allen or to Mobley, who's your hybrid. It's a tough team. Chetty Osman running around shooting threes. Tough team, bro.
This is a
tough team. So this defense has to get it together fast.
Yeah,
fast.
I disagree with that. And I don't think it's necessarily looking at it as like they're the easiest matchup. And it's a cakewalk over them. I think it's just from a matchup standpoint, out of all the teams you want to face up against, that's the best matchup. We've kind of shown that, even though you say regular season games. I'm with you on that. Like, regular season games don't mean, like, the end-all, be-all for what can happen in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But if you see that you can match it during the regular season, there's some confidence that you can work off of with that. So that's why that matchup looks great. Like, if we got to face Embiid, I'm not terrified. I think it's still a fine matchup for the Knicks, but I'd rather the Cavs than the Sixers, Celtics, and all those teams going afterwards.
Yeah.
Ideally, the Celtics over the Sixers, because I don't think the Celtics want us either, and it seems like they're going through their stuff right now. But
yeah,
the Bucks are terrifying. That's the only team that really gives me any pause.
I hear you, man. And no, you know, people saying, oh, Chetty Osmond's trash. Well, when you have guys like Spider and Garland breaking down the defense and passing it to a wide open for threes, it's not so trash.
I'm not gonna go that far in Chetty Osmond because he acted like he was Klay Thompson the last time he faced us.
Thank you very much.
Not this season, but like, I think it was last season. He just knocked down shots.
Arrest my case, bro. You can't sleep, bro. You cannot sleep on anybody, man. That's just the bottom line. 127-120. Knicks lose a tough one. An absolute heartbreaker. But they gotta bounce back tomorrow. Tomorrow is another game against the Orlando Magic. So gotta tighten up. And get back together, regroup. They head up north in the Sunshine State and get it together, man. You know, this is a must win, a big win for the New York Knicks, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to all of our new viewers. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new, and we will shout you guys out. And speaking of shout-outs, Al, I need to shout out our sponsor of tonight, and that is Athletic Greens. Have you guys tried the AG1 formula? I want to shout out our guys, Athletic Greens, man. The AG1 formula, it's a great nutritional drink. I take it in the morning time right before I hit the gym, and it's a green nutritional drink, but it doesn't taste, you know, sour like you would think. Like, it's not just powdered up spinach. No, it's a green drink, but it actually tastes great. gives me a lot of energy. You take one scoop, you put it in a 8 ounce glass of water or your gym cup, whatever it is. You shake it up. You can put it in a smoothie if you want to. However you want to ingest your drinks or your smoothies or whatever. But you just take one scoop of the AG1 formula. You shake it up. You stir it up, whatever the case may be. You take it down. It has 75 vitamins and minerals. 75 vitamin and minerals. And like I said, for me, gives me a nice boost of energy. Helps you recover nicely from the gym. Supports immunity. Promotes good gut health, especially as, you know, us when we get older, you definitely need that. So it's a good comprehensive nutrition, man, in one scoop. And I like to just build that into my daily habit, my daily routine, before I get into the gym. And then when I get home, eat a nice meal, eat a nice lunch or a snack after that to help get right. So it's a nice balance. Once again, that is the AG1 formula by Athletic Greens. So make sure you guys check that out. And for our viewers here, man, if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then go to Athletic Greens, because they are going to give you a free 1 year supply of vitamin D, as well as 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/KnicksFanTV. That's athleticgreens.com/KnicksFanTV to check it out. Shout out to guys at Athletic Greens once again. Okay, let's get to the phones. Last call of the night. Let's go to Clyde from Kansas. Is it Clyde? Hello.
Kyle.
Go, Kyle. Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
Good.
Great show, y'all. Hey, man, I just want to say, as a Knicks fan, I hate losing.
Yeah.
Because we don't play no defense, man. That right there, if we play defense and lose, I can deal with that. But I just hate that. I'm 45 years old, man. I've been watching the Knicks. If we don't play no defense, man, it's just an even more of a gut punch. You know, I hate that, man. And what's up with? And another thing I want to mention. Hey, shout out to Mitch for grabbing a board and going up strong and going to the free throw line, man.
Yeah, that was nice.
Do only stars nowadays go up strong? Do they grab the, like, why are we grabbing the board? Our big men grab the board. Clyde says it all the time. They don't even look at the rim. They throw it back up. I'm like, grab the board. It's a small team. Go up. Make that ref, make that call. Jimmy Butler does it all day to us.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, I mean, is he the only person that knows how to go up? You know what I mean? Yeah. Man, I tell you.
How you end up being the next anyway, bro?
Huh?
How you end up being a Knicks fan in Kansas, bro? What do they know about the Knicks in Kansas?
Oh, well, right now I'm driving the truck. I'm in Kansas, but I'm from Massachusetts, so I actually grew up in Massachusetts rooting for the Knicks because I don't want to get into all the politics, but I never liked Boston because I always felt like Boston was a racist place. So I always, you know, I've been to the Garden when I was younger, but
yeah,
I always rooted for the Knicks even though I'm in Mass.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Massachusetts, yeah. And another thing I just want to say is, Kevin Love, bro, that dude looked like Reed Richards from Mr. Fantastic, bro. You know, somebody, if they don't get him out of here, I'm like, we can't go up on Kevin Love, man. I understand Mitch is crying. Yo, let me tell you, when I was younger, people cried. As a big man, when I was younger, people would say, I would cry about getting touches. You know what the coach and my parents and everybody said? Grab that board and go up. Go get it yourself, buddy. That's what they would say. They wouldn't say, you know, oh, man, I'm cutting out. You cutting out?
No, I'm good. We here, man. Yeah, this is your show, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, my parents and my coaches would say, go get it yourself, man. All that whining in the media, you know, that's for the birds, man. But, you know, I just hate to lose like that, man. I hate to lose. I hate to lose to Miami. I've always hated Miami, man. But I hate to lose when we don't play no defense, man. We got to tighten up. You know what it is like you said, they was double-teaming all year long. When Brunson was getting in trouble, we were helping them out. We were helping them out and scrambling back. We need to get back to helping each other out, man. That's it.
Yeah.
Tighten up.
Tighten up.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
you got it,
y'all.
You on the road in Kansas, man. You know, it's got to be lonely out there. We here keeping you company, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, you know what? I listen to y'all after every game. I listen to y'all driving. Keep me awake. Shout out to Alex, man. You guys are great, man.
Appreciate it.
JB
appreciate
as well.
It.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Very knowledgeable fans, bro. Appreciate y'all.
Well, then watch out for those tornadoes out there, man. Be safe out there, bro.
Yeah, all right. All right. Nick's till I'm gone, y'all. Nick's till I'm gone. Love.
Kyle from Kansas closing the show. That was a 5-star call, man. I like that.
5 stars. He brought up Mr. Fantastic. Not have that on the bingo card for tonight.
No,
loved it.
Nobody had that, man. So throw a little levity in there. Throw this game out the window and get back proper against the Magic, man. Yeah.
I like that, man. He says he's from Massachusetts. You know I'm living out here. I'm not from here.
Right.
All right. People think I'm from here. I'm not from here.
Yeah.
Right. Grew up in New York. Grew up in the 914. Let's let's get that straight.
Y.O.
So he's from Massachusetts. He didn't like the Celtics. He loves the Knicks. Let's go.
Let's go.
I like that.
Great show. Bad loss. Salute to everybody. Salute to all the mods. Salute to Chuck D. Salute to Edgar. Salute to Gamba. Salute to JD on the play-by-play. Great job by the squad today. Full squad victory. Emil Beaumont-Saw with a $5 Australia Super Chat says, we need to come out with defensive intensity. Not easy to win twice in Miami. Hopefully the team can leave it behind and come out with higher energy. Shout out to Hoodies Vintage. $10 Super Chat says, tough L. Teams are targeting Brunson. Randall dares shooters to shoot with lax effort. Spoelstra ran a coaching clinic on Tibbs. Terrible refs. Tim Donaghy told you. Jordan Secret suspension showed you. Okay. Shout out to Hoodies Vintage, man.
CP Raid, open the Tim Donaghy file.
Eesh, I'm just saying.
What do you know, CP? What do you know?
A couple of things. All I know is sign up for the Brunson jersey giveaway. You have until Friday to do so. So make sure you guys do that. We got over like 4,000 entries so far. So the entries are picking up. They're cooking up. Make sure you guys do that. Go to prizepicks.com. Use promo code KFTV for an instant deposit match of up to $100. Go to athleticgreens.com/KnicksFanTV. And with your purchase, they will give you 1 year free supply of vitamin D as well as 5 travel packs. So it's a good deal. Make sure you guys check out my friends at Athletic Greens and the AG1 formula.
CM saying that you're about to film a Netflix doc.
soon enough, man. You know, we'll get the book done first, and then we'll shop it around for Netflix. Maybe, you know, I'll chop it up with Spike, see if Spike wants to pick it up or something, you know. After he's done with Blood in the Garden, with Chris Herring's book, once he's done with that one, you know, we'll chop it up. We'll talk to Spike, man, and see if we'll shop the documentary around, the Knicks Fan TV documentary.
You get Chuck D the narrator, right?
Yeah, of course. Only right. But in the meantime, check out Fantastic Voyage. Still a great documentary produced by Chuck D and yours truly, man. We had a great time putting that one together a couple years ago. Check that out. That is on the channel. Fantastic Voyage is on the channel. Also, I mean, we got a ton of content on the channel right now. People haven't picked it up. Check out yesterday's show with myself and Fred from Fresh Meadows, man. A tribute to the captain, Willis Reed. Fred from Fresh Meadows, Memoirs of a Fan's book is out now as well. Fred Cannon came on and gave us a great 30-minute clinic on Willis Reed, on who the captain was. And from a person who saw it, you know, that's why we create Knicks Fan TV, because we connect the fans of today as well as our OGs. You know, the OGs who have seen these guys, seen Willis in his greatness, in his prime. Fred C. from 1960s, he's been a Knicks fan, put some respect on the name. So we appreciate Fred for coming on. It was a great show, and me and Fred put that together on a whim, because the first person I did call was Chuck. He still got to catch up with Chuck on it. But then I called Fred, and Fred was like, yo, ready. So we really whipped that together in 5 minutes and had a great 30-minute show. So make sure you guys check that out on the channel, on the podcast as well. Our tribute to the captain, Willis Reed, man. But like Chuck said, you know, it's a somber day, definitely a somber day, as you read a lot of the tributes that came in from the NBA and watching tonight's telecast between Clyde and Breen. And Breen got choked up at the end, man. Breen got choked up at the end of the game. remembering Wills, because that was Breen's team as well. You know, Breen, you look at Breen as a basketball announcer, he's a diehard Knicks fan first.
Yep.
So, yeah, just a tough one when you lose your idols. And so we shout out everybody that is mourning. And we hope that, you know, we could live up to being the person that he was. You know, a humble giant. That's who Willis Reed was, man. A humble giant, beloved by the city, beloved by the fans, and beloved by his friends and family as well. So, salute to the captain, man, no doubt.
Absolutely. And listening to the show with you and Fred, it was like, you know, my dad was a Knicks fan, so he got to watch that team too. So he was there for when they won both those championships. So my dad was an OG Knicks fan as well. And so he would always tell me, like, my dad's eyes just light up and talk about game seven, and just like you get to hear on the radio that Willis Reed is walking out of the tunnel. He's ready to play. Yeah. He knocks down the first two shots. And my dad loved those teams. So it's great that even though my father's not here, just to hear that and just like to remember, like, that's our bond, right?
Yeah,
that was my dad's bond. I feel like that's something that as fans that we kind of look over, like that child-parent connection over sports.
Right.
It's something deep, man. It's a very deep thing.
The generational ties, man. That's why a lot of us still are Knicks fans, you know? That's why a lot of us still are Knicks fans. So that's a beautiful thing, man. Great story. Thanks for sharing. Shout out to everybody in the chat once again. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place. Number one show for the fans, by the fans. Remember that the show is also available in podcast format, so no reason to miss it. See you guys tomorrow. Can the defense get back on track? It's left to be seen. Peace. Whew. All right. Great show, bro.
Get back at you, bro.
Oh, man. Good stuff, man. All right, let me unpack this. So, tomorrow, say it again.
Reed Richards.
Oh yeah, he was all over the place, but I liked it anyway. He's a good call. What else?